I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. For this week's Field Notes, I gave my colleague Jeremy Bernfeld a call. He's the multimedia editor for Harvest Public Media, and he just finished a story on the tragic Bartlett grain elevator explosion that killed 6 people in Atchison, Kansas in 2011. First, I asked him how he got turned on to the story.
Well, the explosion in Atchison actually happened really my first week on the job at Harvest. It was a Saturday night, and it was just after my first week had concluded, and it kind of, you know, it was a very big deal. I mean, it was a huge explosion. It was clear that there were going to be injuries, if not deaths, and in the end, there were 6 deaths. So I just remember wanting to dive in right there, and so the next week, I was able to do some research, talk to some experts, and we did a short little story on it, and I really wanted to follow up on it since then. We'd worked with Mike McGraw from the Kansas City Star. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter. We worked together on the beef series that we did at Harvest at the end of 2012. And he was kind of interested in probing into the explosion in Atchison and the aftermath. And so we just got to talking, and I was very interested in talking to some of the families and hearing how it's affected their lives. And he was interested in doing his investigative reporter Pulitzer Prize winning thing and wanted to dive as deep as he could kind of into the idea of a criminal prosecution or regulation.
Undoubtedly, the Bartlett grain elevator explosion had a huge impact on Atchison back in 2011 when it happened. But how are residents feeling about the tragedy today?
Well, 6 community members died, and there were others that were injured. So I think the town is still healing from that. But also, the explosion literally shook the town. People who live miles away could feel the blast. And everyone I spoke to remembers exactly where they were when the grain elevator exploded. Honestly, I kind of expected that there would be backlash against the company that owns the elevator. Federal regulators came in and said that these deaths were preventable and that the company was negligent. The company's fighting that, and that decision, there's still an appeals process to go through. They say the explosion was a tragic accident. But in large part, from what I can tell, the town is thankful that the company rebuilt the elevator. It's really a hub of agriculture, so they're glad to be up and running again at full speed.
Any other surprises you found while reporting the story?
I didn't realize how common these grain explosions were. Certainly, there are thousands of them operating nationwide every day. But still, 7 grain explosions a year on average, 7 to 8 on average over the last decade, even after making huge advancements in safety and technology. I mean, any one of those could result in fatalities or massive fatalities. So I was pretty shocked at that and trying to understand why that's the case.
Lay out some of the reasons that grain elevators are so dangerous to work in.
Well, as far as explosions are concerned, grain dust is highly combustible. It can be 6 times more explosive than gunpowder. Just one little spark from, metal on metal on a conveyor belt could ignite that combustible material and it result in a huge explosion.
Jeremy Bernfeld is Harvest Public Media's multimedia editor. To hear his story, When Grain Elevators Explode, just go to our website. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.